me the soul, which is beyond 84 lakh species, wants something eternally, which is beyond 84 lakh species. I am beyond 84 lakh species, and what I want desperately is beyond the activities of 84 lakh species. Till the time the soul feels connection with the Lord, the Atma soul continues to suffer. The Lord is love personified. Guru is also Prem Rupaya Dhimahi. Until the soul experiences connection with Guru, with the Lord, till then the soul remains sad, though naturally blissful, in connection to Guru and Gauranga. Let no human emotion come in my business, in my connection to Guru, in my connection to Gauranga. Let no human emotion intervene. Any type of negativity is a human emotion. I want that which is beyond 84 lakh species. And when we feel start connecting with the love personified, then we start to feel the connection, the real connection, the real love. And by this we feel real indescribable ecstasy. This is what we want. The only way to establish connection with divinity, with the Lord, is through the medium of services only. Seva. Seva is the essence of everything. So, if a soul is connected with Seva, Guru, Lord, then it will continue to relish happiness. Seva is the only essence through which one experiences happiness. Service is the essence of everything. Rupa Goswami says, Seva sadhak rupena sidrupena hi chatruhi. In Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, he says, the Seva is performed with our eternal swaroop, our Manjari swaroop, which is given by merciful Sri Gurudev. We meditate on our eternal swaroop and then perform seva with that swaroop, and consequently we become attached to that power of happiness, Anand personified. We become attached to the world of happiness, and when in a sadhak body we perform service of Sri Guru, here even then we become attached to happiness. Now, just as Lord is never alone and is always with his parshas, similarly, in a way, Guru is never alone. He is always amongst a group of devotees who are a part of his family. So there are two ways to perform service through which we can feel happiness. One is through our eternal Manjari Swarup, the Manas Seva, and the other is in this sadhan body, Sadhak Deha. To perform sadhana, what is sadhana? Through which I can establish my loving relationship, my eternal connection, my loving connection with Guru and Gauranga. I have connection with the Lord. To establish this relation, the sadhana body has been given. Seva means the pastimes are eternal. If in some pastime, for the purpose of completing or nourishing that pastime, we can somehow become nimit matra, then the service is performed by becoming nimit matra only. In Nikunj Leela or Ras Leela, all these Ashkalin Leelas, they are all eternal. They are not hindered by our absence. But if we become nimit matra in some seva, in these pastimes, then we become fully blessed. See, the pastimes are going on. We just have to become nimit matra. The services which we perform here, the Lord's wish of spreading Manjari Bhav in this whole world, which is going to be fulfilled very soon. If we become nimit matra in this pastime, then also we become fully blessed. So becoming Nimit Matra, Krishna also says, Nimit Matra Bhava Sarve Sanchi, become Nimit Matra. Nimit Matra means forgetting one's own identity completely. When the diplomat of some country comes to another country, then he is Nimit Matra. Don't we address him as a representative of his country? For example, a person comes from UK embassy, UK, and the diplomat here doesn't really have identity of his own. He is just a Nimit of UK, London. Nimit Matra means forgetting one's own identity. Atma Visarjan, dissolving one's own identity. Tad Sukhe Sukhi, deriving joy in others' happiness. With folded hands, I request all of you to stop searching for happiness, because if you continue to search for happiness, you will never get happiness. Why? The happiness which we are looking for is actually reciprocated love. This reciprocated love is called happiness. It is received, it is not acquired. When we are having an actual relationship with Guru and Gauranga, then we receive rasa, happiness, ananda. So please stop searching. If you keep on searching, maintain your satta, individual identity, while searching, I am something. And this is all what we have to forego, our individualism. What else do we have to forego? Dissolving one's identity, Atma Visarjan. What Manjaris are doing? You say you want to become a Manjari and you have received your Nitya Swarup from Sri Gurudev. But look at your activities. The Manjaris will not be engaged in conjugal love with Krishna, but still are engaged in services in every possible way. How? By being a Nimit Matra. So if we just decide to become a Nimit, even in our heart, then we become fully blessed. The supporter of pastimes. How important this word Nimit Matra is, we will note today. Its gravity. Even on the battlefield, Arjuna is being told to become a Nimit Matra. Lord is telling it's such a difficult place. So is this for Arjuna only? Anitya Parshad? No, it is for all of us, that you become a Nimit Matra. Now if the Lord is asking Arjun to become a Nimit Matra in the battlefield, then what is Lord telling Arjuna to become at his home? Again behave like Arjuna? Or in factory become an Arjuna? Or in a place become an Arjuna? No, it is like to become a Nimit Matra in a battlefield, and you do anything elsewhere, whatever you wish to. Is it? The most difficult place is the battlefield. No other place is more dangerous. Still, the Lord is asking Arjuna to become a Nimit. While remaining in battlefield, just remain a Nimit. This is how much the level of perfection you achieve in life. Do not lose your focus even in battlefield. You are an eternal servant of Guru and Gauranga. Do not lose this stability that you are an eternal servant of Guru and Gauranga. Nimit Matra in all the activities. Just forget about the feelings of Arjuna. Do as a Nimit to me. No individualism, no individual feelings, no individual satta, thought. Just pure Nimit Matra. Just become a puppet. This is a teaching of Lord Shri Krishna. Nimit Matra. Who's Nimit? Govinda's Nimit. By becoming the Nimit of Govinda, Sutra Mani Gana Iva, Lord is at link, the center of everything, who is holding everything, and he is asking us to get connected to that center always. Perform all activities by becoming Nimit of that center only. If you are not Nimit of the Lord, then who are you at home? The Honorable King Shahenshah Alam or Queen Wife? Lord is saying to Arjuna that whether it is battlefield or home, today even our homes are like battlefield. Or even if you are at factory, just let Guru and Gaurang flow through you. This is practically what it means for us. What is the meaning of Nimit Matra? It is that from your gestures, from your words, from your mind, from your molecules, from your atoms, whatever you possess, the cells. Let Guru and Gaurang flow through you. And just stop your nonsense. This is what Lord is telling Arjuna. Enough of it. Stop your nonsense. If you don't become a Nimit Matra, then what will happen? You will be subjected to heavy punishment. Extreme punishment. The moment I am not Nimit, I get heavy reactions. The reactions to the activities. One who is not a Nimit, the moment I am acting as a husband, that moment I am receiving karmic reactions. The moment I am having a factory of my own, I am thinking, I have to incur karmic reactions. Actually, I am having a factory of karmic reactions if I am considering myself as a wife, as a husband, I am considering myself as a businessman. To stop sinning. Sinning means not being a Nimit Matra. Thinking oneself as a businessman is a big sin. As a family man is a big sin. As a Nimit Matra is Suresam. You are not a Nimit Matra. You are a businessman. So it means it's a sin. So thinking oneself as a businessman for 1 second is a sin. Sin and sin. Sin means suffering. If someone commits a sin here, then no one can stop him from suffering. Thinking for 1 second, I am a husband, you are going to suffer. You are not Nimit, you are not soul, you are not servant of Guru and Gauranga. What you are husband. Huh? Emanating human emotions is a sin. Emanating emotions, vibrations of Guru and Gauranga is bhakti. What you are emanating all the time, human emotions. Human emotions means nonsense, sheer nonsense. What are you emanating? Words filled with your likes and dislikes. Human. Huh? It is ridiculously human. We have to go beyond humanity if we want Ananda, which is beyond humanity, which is beyond 84 lakh species. If you want to go to America, let's say, which is beyond India, and you are in India, then you have to go to America. Then being in India, you cannot go to America. You have to go beyond India to go to America. This is what I am saying. If you want happiness, it is beyond 84 lakh species. It is beyond human emotions. It is beyond human likes and dislikes. Vedas proclaim, na tatra chakshur gachati, na vag gachati, na mana. There, in the spiritual world, neither your eyes, nor your mind, nor anything else goes. You have to go beyond human emotions, beyond 84 lakh species, to get Ananda, which is beyond everything, God, Ananda, happiness. For that, every moment, you know, who is really qualified for bhakti, it is not like eating laddus or pedas. Bhakti is for that person who has presented his each and every moment for obtaining the attachment, the Charan Anurag, for Charan Kamal of Radha Madhav, Guru and Gauranga. For obtaining this attachment to Lord's and Guru's lotus feet, we should present each and every moment of ours. They are the ones who get loving service, happiness. Trying to receive happiness is like a fight against one's own self. Who are you? You think yourself as a human. So it is war against all your human emotions. Performing bhakti means forgetting one's own individual identity. Whenever I talk to someone, I feel sad. Because whenever what I hear is just me, me, me and me. Just talking about their selves. Nothing else. Even amongst devotees. In actuality, it should be you, 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 Krishna, Krishna, Guru, Krishna, Guru, Krishna, that's all. I means, whenever I, me comes, it becomes I means you, sin, S-I-N. And you, the Lord, when it comes in our vibrations, in our words, in our gestures, it becomes Sun, Suryasam, Krishna Suryasam. So no independent dealings with anyone. Although reality is, such routine dealings takes place even with the family members. We have come into devotion, even then the same dealings are taking place with the family members just as before. although externally we have to pretend to deal in the same way that we were dealing before, but internally the unfortunate thing is we are more or less the same. This is not right. This is not helpful in trying to achieve the Lord. This is not being Nimit Matra. We must understand that we have to perform the same activities, but because of sanskars, we cannot escape our material responsibilities, but internally we can become surely fully detached. Externally, we cannot escape. If there is a factory, then we have to go to the factory. But internally, we can become totally detached from the factory or the family matters. Just internally be a Nimit Matra. Externally, you will be in your family, in your business, whatever. Okay? However, actions speak louder than words. Mere speaking about this won't do. While we are in our home, we do the same emotions. We radiate same emotions of human and wife, husband, wife, from us. You will remain as a husband all your life because of your past karmas, but inside become a Nimit. We have to perform the activities of servant, though performing the activities of a husband or a wife or a parent. We must perform the activities. In fact, better than before, we should perform those activities so that no one can pinpoint any finger at your devotion. Just like a person is having affair, so what he does, he becomes more careful in presenting himself in front of his family members so that no one recognizes. Similarly, you become such a daksh devotee that no one knows what you are thinking internally, but internally be a Nimit Matra. Sense gratification is not ordained for the living entities by the Lord. You think it has been proposed by the Lord that living entities should go on gratifying senses and be a bhakta also simultaneously? Lord is telling Arjuna to be a Nimit Matra on the battlefield. This same instruction is for us also. Now, so far we discussed family. Now comes the circle of devotees. Amongst devotees, please, for your own sake and for others' devotees' sake, don't radiate your emotions. No one will ever benefit by your emotions. Just radiate love of Guru and Gauranga through you. Just become a Nimit Matra. We must become a Nimit Matra in every situation. If in any situation I do not become a Nimit Matra, then in that situation I will suffer and the other person will also suffer. So just become a pure Nimit Matra. No separate relations. What is Nimit Matra? He is a puppet, but in ecstasy, in extreme bliss, ananda, because he is surcharged. When he is connected with the Lord by being a Nimit Matra, then he is surcharged by that ananda satta, the happiness. And to the degree we progress in Nimit Matra, to that degree we become happy. Like I told, that when one receives happiness, then one just have to hold and just expand it. If I consider myself as a human, then what will we think? Oh, I can commit mistake, to err is human. What, don't we think such kind of rubbish? To err is human? No. Who are we? We are Manjaris. Who are Manjaris? Tatra ti dakshya tati vallabhasya. Vande Guru Shri Charanaravindam. Tatra Ati Daksh. Daksh means expert. No scope to commit any mistakes. And what are we? Super expert. Always a Nimit Matra. Factory, house, dealing with devotees, seniors, juniors, you are just super expert. If you think you belong to any species, it's a sin. You think you are a human, it's a sin. Human activities can never give me, the soul, any happiness. Human activities based on likes and dislikes can never give me any kind of happiness. Now just think, that if human activities cannot give happiness, then how can animal activities can give me happiness? Huh? What are the animal activities? Never forget this. Ahara nidra vaya methunam cha samanyate tat pashubhi samana dharmohite sham adhiko visheshu dharme nahina pashubhi samana. Ahar, nidra, bhaya, maithun, eating, sleeping, etc., sex, defending, all these are animalistic activities. If we think there is happiness in sex, if we think there is happiness in food, if we think there is happiness in mating, defending, these four activities, if we think there is happiness, then we are animals. Pashubhi samanaha. If in human activities there is no happiness, then how can in animal activities there can be so? These activities don't have even a remote connection, very far off connection with happiness. And we look for relations in these activities only. The same sex, the same food. I don't know what kind of concept we have of food that we are so much attached to it. How can anyone think that food can give happiness? How can anyone behave so stupid? Our happiness base is on these things. Sleeping, food, sex, defending. I am right, I am right, I am wrong. He is wrong, he is wrong. This is a base for our happiness. Just tell, by becoming an animal, can anyone be happy? There is no negativity in a jiva, a soul. This is a symbol of negativity, that I am right, I am right, I am right, you are wrong, you are wrong. Soul means no negativity for anyone, no fault finding for anyone forever. For a nimit matra, he does not have positivity or negativity of his own. Whatever he is doing, the devotee is doing, what you should be doing, it should be for Guru and Gauranga. Who receives the devotional service of the Lord? One who has presented each and every moment of his life for obtaining attachment towards lotus feet of Guru and Gauranga. Whenever we receive the Anand Sutra instructions through the mercy of Guru, then we should be ready always for anything. It means always ready for spontaneous, intense action. Spontaneous readiness for intense action. This is what is the true meaning of being a nimit matra. Spontaneous readiness that yes, I am ready to do everything. When I give example, it will be more clear how one should be spontaneously ready. That means how one should be ready to pay any price to obtain the mercy of Guru and Gauranga. I am ready to sacrifice myself. Not just in words, but in actuality. Actions speak louder than words. I wanted to do solitary bhajan. In fact, four of our devotees, they purchased flats in Govardhan. Why? That we will do solitary bhajan. But Param Gurudev's disappearance day, Gurudev said, who will spread my teachings? Who will spread my books? If we look at it, then it's just a simple sentence. Gurudev didn't say anything else. And he is not forcing or putting pressure on anyone to do so. Guru just showed a concern. Babaji, he said, how will my teachings, my books will spread after I have gone? This only one sentence made me change 360 degrees. My life changed totally. Just one sentence. That time there was no Nadi, no Jyotish. We didn't receive any knowledge till then. We have left everything to perform service to Guru and Gauranga, fully surrendered, no ifs and buts of ours. But when Guruji said, construct a temple, distribute books, for now just tell, it is totally opposite of what we are thinking. But there was spontaneous readiness for intense action. Constructing a temple is not a small thing, it is not a child's play. It is an intense action, and and we are spontaneously ready for this. Whatever Guruji said, we are spontaneously ready for intense action. Intense action is crossing any limit. I will just be your Nimitmat. You want this? Okay, I will do this for you. Not for me, for you. I will be just your Nimit Matra. This will be done by those devotees who do not have a complaining attitude. Devotees are two types, committed devotees and complaining devotees. Either you are committed, you are a Nimit Matra, or you are a complaining devotee. Committed means that Guruji, for obtaining your mercy, I am ready to do, ready to die 100 times. What to talk of just being a Nimit Matra? Constructing a temple, books, it is just nothing, not peanuts. I can receive your service. This is the most important thing. Actually, accepting Guru means that I have fully surrendered myself. Now my individuality is no more. Guru Devaya Swaha. My individuality is totally finished. Spontaneous readiness for intense action. No matter how complicated the work is, if Guru's pleasure is in performing this service, then my pleasure is also in this service. Gurudev, you tell me by which service you will be pleased. I myself don't have any preference of any seva. I am not bothered with my own pleasure. This is means being situated in knowledge, because happiness means reciprocated love. Understand this properly. Absorb this in your atoms, molecules, cells, that I want happiness, I want reciprocated love. This is called having heart-to-heart relationship with Guru and Gauranga. Chittate koriya ekya. I have a clean slate. Whatever Guru and Gauranga you want to write on it, please do write. I myself have not written anything on the slate. And so please, you wish whatever you wish to write. This is spontaneous readiness for intense action. In reality, I do not have any desire to meet anyone or to talk to anyone. Whatever it is, it's inbuilt. I told Gurudev Babaji that in winters in 2009 that I cannot live without you. I don't want to go back to Delhi. In Radhakund, I told him. This is the first line I spoke to him after offering my pranam. Babaji said, go back in the first sentence. You have so much work to do. I get answers from my Gurudev which are totally opposite 360 degrees, which I really wanted to do. Solitary bhajan. He said, go back, and I said, okay. Whatever you say. This is spontaneous readiness for intense action. And you know what is the real wealth? The inner wealth. This is the real wealth. Inner wealth, spontaneous readiness for intense action. Money is not real wealth. Real wealth is spontaneous readiness. If you are happy, then I am also happy. Someone asked Arjuna, what is your identity? Arjuna said, I am Drona Shishya Arjuna, the disciple of Drona. This is my identity. Similarly, the disciple does not have an identity of his own. It's not that I am a son of Sumitra or Kunti, or meet my wife, Draupadi, or children. This I that we forget, this I we have to forget. Our identity is only in relation to our Gurudev. And I saw this beauty in Babaji. I asked Babaji the names of Babaji's parents. Babaji replied, I forgot. Anyone forgets the name of his parents? But Babaji said he did. Babaji further said that I am known only by my Guruji. I am Shri Kunj Bihai Das Babaji Maharaj's disciple. This thing touched me very deeply. Guru means personification of all relationships, beyond human emotions, beyond humanity, beyond 84 lakh species. Actions speak louder than words. He is the most advanced personality on earth. My Guruji, I have full faith in this. No one is higher than him. That is why, because of this full faith, I have spontaneous readiness for intense action. By being situated in knowledge, one can become nothing but a Nimit Matra at home or factory or with devotees. There are many devotees who can feel the Lord, so they become a Nimit of the Lord and perform his work. If we ourselves cannot feel the Lord, then we must remain nimit of Gurudev. Radiate only Guru's emotions and not your emotions even for a second. I had told earlier why we don't have loving relationship with the devotees, because the mistake one does is they radiate emotions of themselves or of someone else. That emotion that does not have Krishna, happiness, rasa, how can there be good relation with the devotees? How can there be thick relationship? Relationships can be thick between any jiva, between two jivas, that when Krishna is present in the center. Because Krishna is that fevicol due to which the relationships become thick. Either you or any other devotee, if there is no Guru and Gauranga in that relation, then that relationship can never become thick. If I am not able to develop relations with someone, some devotee, then my center is wrong. We are not a nimit to Guru and Gauranga. Because if we are genuinely nimit, then we will become so attractive that the whole world will kiss our feet like bees, bumblebees. So if we are not having good relation with some devotee, then all problems lies with me, not with the other person. This is what Krishna speaks in Bhagavad Gita. Sage is introspective. He never does fault finding, sees shortcomings in others. He tries to find fault in himself. So if I am feeling sad while doing devotion, then Krishna is ringing the bell, ting, 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 ting. Look, devotee, dear devotee, you are doing something wrong. Be introspective. Normally when one is sad, one thinks that there is some reason for my sadness. But on the contrary, the Lord is telling something opposite. Look within, be introspective. The only reason why relationship between the devotees is not good is because Guru and Gauranga are not the center. They are not radiating emotions of Guru and Gauranga. Radiating either one's own emotion or someone else's emotion. One more thing, if while remaining in the company of devotees, I do not have loving relations, then it means certainly that I am not a nimit matra. This gets proved beyond doubt. We think ourselves as something like a super king or queen or Queen Elizabeth. Whatever we might be, but certainly we are not a nimit. If we are a nimit, then we will be happy all the time. We will radiate Guru's love, Gauranga's love all the time. Do you know how much attractive a devotee becomes? He himself radiates persona of Gauranga. The devotee of Gaura radiates aura of Gaura due to mercy of Gaura. One who is attached to the attractive will himself become so attractive that the whole world will go nuts over that person. He will become very happy. He will completely surrender himself fully unto that devotee without asking. And if you are not a nimit matra with devotees, then just forget that you will ever become a nimit matra while at home. You will continue to behave as a husband or a shahanshah at your factory. That day will never come if you are not a nimit with the devotees. If you are a nimit of Guru, can anything or anyone stop you? Yourself is the problem by creating unnecessary complexities. Listen one thing. Bhakti is very simple. Just be a pure nimit matra, pure puppet who is always in ecstasy by being connected to the Lord. But our mind is very complex. Bhakti is very simple. And bhakti is actually all about solving the complexities of the mind. This is all what we have to do. I have unnecessarily created so many complexities. The simple thing is, me the soul wants something which is beyond 84 lakh species, and that can be received only through the medium of service. Connectivity is only through the medium of service. Hare Krishna.